Shalom. You are listening to Preparing the Way, an audio teaching ministry from Perfect Word Ministries. My name is Kevin Jeffrey, president and founder of Perfect Word Ministries, and I am a Jewish disciple of the Messiah, Yeshua. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, matzah, but on the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats anything leavened from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. On the first day you shall have a holy assembly, and another holy assembly on the seventh day. No work at all shall be done on them, except what must be eaten by every person, that alone may be prepared by you. You shall also observe the feast of Matzah, for on this very day I brought your hosts out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as a permanent ordinance. Exodus, Shemot, chapter 12, verses 15 through 17. We now continue with part 6 of our Signs and Seasons series and our discussion about Chag HaMatzot, the Feast of Matzah.
In this session, we're going to be talking about the Feast of Matzah and its connection to Passover. These are two closely connected Moedim. Let's start with a review. Passover comes at the beginning of Israel's year and is Israel's first annual appointed time, or Moed. The who of Passover was all the people of the community of Israel and those circumcised or sojourning with the people of Israel. The what of Passover, it's a sacrifice, it's an event, it's a Moed or appointed time. It is a service or ceremony to remember and teach the next generation. It's observed with the roasted lamb, served with maror and matzah, the three primary elements of the Passover sacrifice. The where of Passover is supposed to be done in Jerusalem, inside each individual home. Passover is to be observed on the 14th day of the first month at dusk or twilight. So that's at the end of the 14th day as it's going into that night. And the Pesach is to be consumed before morning. So Passover is not a day, nor is it a Shabbat. It's an event that begins at evening and is complete by sunup the next day. The why of Passover, to remember the night that Adonai passed over our homes in Egypt. So it's a commemoration of that event where the sons of Egypt were slaughtered as the sons of Israel were protected. We also discussed a little bit about tradition concerning Passover, that the Jewish Passover Seder is an inventive, substitutionary service for the real Pesach sacrifice. And though it contains rituals that reach hundreds of years into the past, relatively speaking, the Seder is not ancient and its elements are of dubious origins. We also looked at Yeshua's fulfillment of Pesach, that his fulfillment is not of the Seder, but of the Passover sacrifice itself. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, "For Messiah, our Passover, has also been sacrificed." His fulfillment is a result of his sacrifice, and it's a fulfillment because he does the same thing for Israel through his blood that the blood of the Passover sacrifices in Egypt did for Israel before. We also discussed the pros and cons of traditional versus scriptural observance of Passover. And we ended with the themes of Passover, which is deliverance and freedom from Egypt and deliverance from sin by the shedding of innocent blood on behalf of all. Also in the last session, I introduced you to the method we'll be using to look at the Moedim. We'll be using the five W's, who, what, where, when, and why from Scripture.